this strike is that the fat cats share the profits and treat us with respect, and we all can get along and work together, which is what this whole job is all about.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers claims SAG walked away from a billion-dollar deal. It is Messi Mania now in Florida.
Lionel Messi took part in a training session with his new Major League Soccer club for the first time in Fort Lauderdale. The 36-year-old went through a welcome tunnel as part of the first practice, jogging past teammates as they lined up and clapped. Young fans just wanted a chance to see the legend.
We're here to see Messi because we think he's awesome and we're happy he's moving here.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Messi's first match is Friday. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are cows the focus at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days? If you say yes, you're incorrect. The history of the show takes us back to 1954. It's the first year in Waupaca County is hosting what's then called Farm Progress Days. The mission, already ahead of its time, highlight the latest agriculture research from the university, showcase educational opportunities, and show off new technologies. It was held outside and open to everyone. 70 years later, the goals remain, but on a larger scale. Now, try out drones and other high-tech equipment, attend a horse show, taste food grown across Wisconsin, and learn how family farms and ag-related businesses provide thousands of jobs and millions of dollars to the economy. The 2023 Farm Technology Days, July 18th through 20th, and hosted at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo. Find more information at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veterans service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Are cows the focus at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days? If you say yes, you're incorrect. The history of the show takes us back to 1954. It's the first year in Waupaca County is hosting what's then called Farm Progress Days. The mission, already ahead of its time, highlight the latest agriculture research from the university, showcase educational opportunities, and show off new technologies. It was held outside and open to everyone. 70 years later, the goals remain, but on a larger scale. Now, try out drones and other high-tech equipment, attend a horse show, taste food grown across Wisconsin, and learn how family farms and ag-related businesses provide thousands of jobs and millions of dollars to the economy. The 2023 Farm Technology Days, July 18th through 20th, and hosted at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo. Find more information at wifarmtechdates.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in Central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. What, was I pretty close to right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah,
Danielle's looking up the Aurora Borealis
right
now.
I just used Das Google to look up the northern lights in Wisconsin.
It is from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., but with the storms rolling in, most likely will not be able to see anything.
Oh.
But you can look at it at Kohler State Park. It's about an hour north of Milwaukee.
You should be able to see it
all the way down
backyard.
To the Kettle Moraine North section.
Nice. Well, the Kettle Moraine North
things that popped up.
Hey, that's pretty cool. So get out there and see the Northern Lights. When we went into break, we were talking about my buddy John Then. We've been friends for a couple decades. And you know John Then.
I do know John Then. Then. See? Then. Look, now you got me messing it.
John Then.
Messing it up.
Then. Now.
I know.
Now and then.
Now and then.
Wow. You should have named your kid Now. Now Then would be their name. That would be awesome. Like, I had a daughter named Ella, and I thought maybe we'll name the second daughter Sam. Then it would be Sam and Ella.
Oh, no.
No? You don't like that? John Then's in the studio.
Except you just named a dog Fancy.
That is true. I have a dog Fancy named Fancy. She's so fancy. Like that song from the, I don't know,
I just
early
think of
2000s.
Reba right away.
Reba McEntire?
Reba. Fancy? Yeah.
Does
Fancy
Reba have
was her name?
Oh, I don't think I know that song by Reba McEntire.
No? Oh, wait. It's not a song. It's a part of a song.
Okay.
Is it?
I don't know.
Any Reba fans in here?
Reba McEntire. I don't know that song, but John Then. So, yeah. I don't. John Then, welcome to Raising Wisco, John Then. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, Joel.
What's going on?
Just hanging in Wisconsin for the night.
For the night, that's true because you head out to Wyoming quite a bit. Are you leaving for Wyoming tomorrow?
We are heading out on Sunday after the cookout.
Okay, what cookout?
We're having a cookout.
Thanks for the invite. What time should we show up?
Everybody was invited, actually. If you follow us on social media, it is shared on the Two Sleep.
You're talking about at
Sleep Farm?
Yeah, that's today or that's tomorrow?
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So
check out Two Sleep Beef and Cattle Company at Fleet Farm in
Menominee Falls. Appleton Avenue.
Appleton Avenue. What time?
Hamburgers.
What time? What time?
10 a.m. till 6 p.m.
All right. We're going to talk more about Two Sleep. We're going to get to Two Sleep. Yeah. We're going to get to eating organic and what it means for a hunter's body. How did we meet, John? Do you remember?
Buck rub.
That's right. I'm going to tell.
Like two strangers just went for the same.
That's
boat,
how Danielle
the same
and I
arrow.
True.
Just caressed hands ever so gently.
Danielle.
What?
It wasn't a Hallmark movie. What are you even talking about?
I'm seeing sparks fly. I'm just trying to let the listeners see what I'm.
I'm going to let
seeing.
You go ahead and get yourself in trouble on the FCC airwaves, but I'm going to skip. So we met at Buck. It seems like, doesn't it kind of seem like Buck Rub and Kaz are like kind of the epicenter of everything that's awesome?
It is.
That's how I met you, Danielle.
That's exactly how you met me.
I was looking for a host for Game Outdoors at the time, which became Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, and Danielle was working at Buck Rub and knew Kaz, and he's like,
I was not working there.
Well, you knew you were going there to shoot or something.
I was there showing my friend Abigail she wanted to get fitted for a bow. So Cass is like, here, have a beer, have fun. And I said, okay. And then Cass and I started talking, and that's when I signed up for summer leagues and he gave you my phone number.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, you should talk to Danielle. She's like the real deal. She hunts and she shoots bows. And so we met at Buck Rub.
Yeah, we met John. At Buck Rub. We were shooting our bows and...
Was I shooting better than you, or were you shooting better than me?
Well, I was picking up. I was helping you pick up all your arrows as they were laying all over the place.
Oh.
Hey, listen, just because I draw 78 pounds and my arrows go through the animals I'm shooting at, through the heart, and land behind the targets, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that yours hit
Such
and bounced off.
Such strength you have.
I apologize.
Probably what was happening.
And how did so then what happened? Were you like, yeah, we should talk about hunting? Or
yeah, I think we just started talking about hunting. I got your number, you got my number, and then eventually talked a little bit. I think I invited you out once or twice.
Nice.
So John was lines. Like my first experience. So, you know,
we both started bow hunting at the same time, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't into it that much. I only started hunting, period, when I was 38 years old, and I'm 52 right now. So that's only 14 years ago that I started hunting, which is about when we met.
That's about when I really started heavily getting into, maybe it was my second bow. But I hadn't been bow hunting forever. I became obsessed with bow hunting maybe like 15 years ago.
Yeah, so John Then
is one of those guys. He's a lot like me, Danielle, where like we become obsessed with something. And for me, it's hunting. And for John, it's whitetail deer hunting. And so nice. He was the first guy who ever started talking to me about QDM, quality deer management.
Okay.
And this guy was like talking to me about food plots and when to put in food plots and travel zones for deer and managing deer in deer areas and not shooting them until they are a certain size and inches and like real actual whitetail trophy hunting. How did you get
like actual knowledge? So,
yeah. And for me at that point, and a large, you know, to a large extent, this point in my life, I like to kill animals because I want to eat them.
Yep, exactly.
And that kind of goes opposite of the culture and mentality of trophy hunting. However, I will say, I think because I'm eating the animal anyway, I still love trophy hunting. So how did you get so much into the QDM aspect of it?
I think what happened was because we had the property for it.
What do you mean by that? Explain that.
We had the correct type of QDM property to hold giant whitetails. And
so tell me what that means.
Yeah, what would make that?
What makes a property perfect for holding big whitetails?
Food, water, shelter, and how you hunt it. That's the only thing that matters. Food, water, shelter, and how you hunt it.
Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to start out with you explaining how food, water, shelter, and how you hunt in your mind has worked for you that you've been able to put massive whitetails on the wall consistently. And we're going to talk about the emotional roller coaster that happens. Okay. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about your son, Colin, who's gotten some of his own giant animals. We're going to talk about Wyoming. We're going to talk about Two Sleep Beef and Cattle Company. In fact, Danielle is like the spokesman for it. So it's all coming together in one giant full circle. And John,
I also
and I
have a summer grill box to open too.
Nice.
Special one.
We got to get to break. John and I are going to Spain too. We'll probably touch on that.
Oh.
Habla español, John. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I
didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House
helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Happily Ever After isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a special election, at least if you live in 8024. Here in the great state of Wisconsin. Also, breaking news out of the great state of Michigan. AG Dana Nessel has filed criminal felonious charges. Forgery, conspiracy to commit forgery against 16 false Trump electors.
And conspiracy to commit election forgery. Lots of forgery going on here with these fraudulent electors.
Here's what Jennifer Rubin had to say over at the Washington Post. What Nessel did not do with the indictments on Tuesday was as noteworthy as what she did do. Far from launching what could be attacked as a witch hunt. You know, who would call it a witch hunt, Tom? She left Trump entirely out of the charges. It didn't conjure up exotic charges such as state racketeer influenced in corrupt organizations acts. You know, RICO. We hear Jim Santel talking about RICO violations. She stuck to specific counts that are regularly prosecuted in state law,
Had she not taken this action, she would have been hard-pressed to pursue future cases involving fraudulent documents submitted to the state or election chicanery. And the Michigan Attorney General's action intensifies. Do you feel the pressure? Jack Smith intensifies pressure on Smith to file his January 6th case on Tuesday. Dom, we've mentioned this a few times, but for those joining us a little bit late, on Tuesday, Donald Trump revealed he had received a Target letter, Dom, and that's not the kind from the store with the red dot. A Target letter.
No, suggesting, it was not the department store.
Suggesting his indictment is near. And that's what I've been waiting for the whole time. Not some paperwork crimes, Mar-a-Lago.
Trump, of course, freaking out. On Sunday, I mean, a lot of people took notice. Trump was tweeting out or truthing out about, and he miswrote, the Insurrection Act, right? Instead of the other one he was actually charged with, or it might be the Espionage Act. So he deleted it, but this was on Sunday. So he knew, presumably, I think, Donald Trump projects all the time. So it seemed like he knew that this was coming. Of course, it comes out today that he did know, in fact, on Sunday.
Dominic Rubin continues to write, unless he wants at least, Jack Smith, this is, she's referencing, unless Smith wants at least one state prosecutor to proceed before him, he will need to move expeditiously. Moreover, Dana Nessel's charges, again, Michigan AG, also might light a fire under other state attorney generals, especially in Arizona, writes Rubin. I question the one here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom. She encourages Arizona to pursue appropriate state law charges involving the phony electors in their states. It is also noteworthy, Rubin writes, that presidential pardons cannot affect state court convictions. That's the sweetest part of all, Dom.
Rudy Rubin concludes, Nessel has upheld her oath to hold accountable those who might have broken the law and endangered democracy. Now the question is, will prosecutors step up and move expeditiously enough to see a verdict before the 2024 presidential election? Jennifer
step
Rubin.
Up.
Washington
Hurry
Post.
Up. What was the word we were bantering about yesterday? Moving with alacrity.
Alacrity, yes.
Dana Nessel moved with alacrity. Let's see if it will move through the courts with alacrity. But Tom, this has to be troubling news if you're a false Trump elector from the state of Wisconsin or some other state like Arizona. I hope, Dom, there's a few sweating here. A few have speculated about Bob Spindell. You know Bob Spindell, the false Trump elector from the state of Wisconsin. The exuberant about the fact that they might have suppressed some Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee, Bob Spindell. Well, here are a few of the comments we're getting on the text line, Dom. You know, the new, shiny new text line on the Civic Media app. Jeff asked if Michigan AG is going to send some, let's just say, cojones over this way to Josh Call. And then here's the one, a couple about Spindell. I wonder how Spindell would fare for the weekend in the Milwaukee House of Corrections.
Not well.
You think he'd lose his mattress, Dom?
I know
and,
he would.
Here's another one. I'm going to need the visual of Spindell and his undies jumping over the fence in someone's backyard. Come on, Cole. Let's get it. You know, like they always did in the Bad Boys, the Cops TV show. And then, of course, to the Cops theme song, of course. And one more. In honor, ? Of those esteemed fake electors that are being called to account in Michigan. We got musical requests for them, Tom. How about... That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Gang. 844-967-2789. Maybe Anastasia can dig something up for her. Let's get some callers in. Ellie from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Ellie. What do you got for us today?
Hi. How you doing? Thank you.
Great.
Cool.
How you doing?
I have to say to you, thank you so much for all that information, because now we know who to vote for and who not to. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're up. Okay. So there's a couple of things that happened on the show. Perhaps you can tell me if you want to talk about this or not. But I have a couple of questions. First of all, Al Jensen in the 20s somehow permitted the he was permitted to paint his face black so black people will be on the movie. He was helping them out, really.
I'm sorry, Ellie, I'm not clear. What are you saying? You're talking about Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin?
No. Al Johnson.
Okay.
Al Johnson was an actor that was white that painted.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
So Al Johnson helped the black people or the African American people get into the movies because there were none. So he did that for them. Now
I'm not going to follow this tangent down this rabbit hole, Dom, because I think it's factually incorrect. Al Jolson, maybe? I'm not clear who Ellie refers to. But if I take this to where I think she's taking it to, it sounds a little like a racist diatribe. I mean, what, the black people should thank the white people for doing the blackface? They cleared the way? They set the standard for them? I think that would be an unpalatable circumstance for many, Dom. So let's move on.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Welcome. What are your thoughts today?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys. And thanks for playing the Chain Gang song. I forgot to attach my name to that. But wouldn't Canodal's participation in sending that letter asking for a delay tie him into the fake electors thing? Because I think there's more than just the guys that were the fake electors. There's other people that were in on the plot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For my money, in mind, you know, they got to go after every single one of the SOBs. I mean, they've got to pin all their ears back and make them pay the price. Because Canodal said, you know, that was, you know, purely a nationwide conspiracy on these guys' part, too. Let's delay it. Let's see if Pence will do this. Let's encourage sedition. And that's how I have to look at it. I mean, that...
And thank you for that. I think that's a great point. But the actions in and of themselves that Canodal and the other signers of that letter to Mike Pence, if taken in a vacuum, might just seem, well, you know, they have the right to ask for a delay. They can do that. But if you step back and you look at, well, that's part of one of the spokes in the conspiracy, well, then perhaps maybe they should go. I mean, I don't know how that all works, but I think it's an intriguing question that we should get some really smart lawyers to answer for us. If you are part of a criminal conspiracy, but your part in and of itself may not be illegal, but the entire conspiracy is illegal, can you be charged? Great points, Mark. I look forward to finding out the answers to that. 844-967-2789.
I'm just reading a little bit. I think the prior caller referenced Al Jolson, who performed in blackface, a white performer, vaudevillian. Al Jolson's own future, and I am reading a entry from the Jim Crow Museum, Dom. Al Jolson's own future would be far more problematic. A half century after his death, October 23rd, 1950, one expects few memorials and public events to commemorate it. The man who was once the most popular entertainer in America certainly lives on in the public imagination, but increasingly as an egregious symbol of political incorrectness. Jolson was no saint, as all but his most ardent defenders are quick to admit. Even during his lifetime, he was depreciated for a host of vices, from selfishness to overweening pride. But with the passing years, these diminish in comparison to his chief transgression, his persistent use of Burt Cork makeup, commonly known as blackface. I don't think he was any sort of hero. I would just point that out to the prior caller. That's why we moved on, Tom.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. Let's move on. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? We'll get you in this segment. Welcome, Bob. What are your thoughts today?
Hey, Bob.
Hey boys, how are you?
Awesome.
I've got two thoughts. One, Al Jolson, really? That happened in the 20s. In 1939, Butterfly McQueen won an Oscar for Gone with the Wind, and she was forced to sit alone because they didn't want any white people sitting with her. yeah, he did a great job for black folk coming into the movie. Second point.
I don't know nothing about Birth of No Babies. She won an Oscar for that performance, right?
That wasn't her.
I'm sorry, then.
Mammy was the one that won the Oscar.
My apologies. I should defer these questions to someone with more encyclopedic knowledge of oldie blackface movies and such. But I defer to you. Give us more. Edify us.
Anyways, point number two. The song you need is I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
I think that's an apt song. I like The Clash. The Clash is a good version of that song. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you think that this will trigger a cascade of charges against Republicans? Because this was a big damn conspiracy, man. This was way bigger than Donald Trump and John Eastman and Jeffrey Clark. It involved Congress people. It involved state electeds. It involved party people, at least here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, when you look at the false Trump electors from here in the state, damn near every single one of them is a establishment Republican Party person. These weren't bums off the street. These were the best and brightest the Republican Party had to offer, air quotes.
Didn't was GOP Attorneys General group, weren't they also part of like a funding mechanism for some of these? The RAG?
There has been some question of why the Republican Attorney General's Association would be, what, encouraging people to show up and for a wild event in D.C.? I would have to verify because I've just been wrong about a black Oscar winner, Dom. So,
right.
I would have to, you know, make sure I had my facts right. Try to get it right here.
Well, we want to get it right. And there are so many moving parts. But again, if we look at each one individually, you know, maybe not a big deal. You can write it off. It's just a circumstance. It's happenstance. It's coincidence. But it was, Curdy. It was a grand conspiracy. It was months in the making. Involved everybody. Not everybody, lots and lots of the activist types, and hell, even the state, Wisconsin's own senior senator, Ron Johnson. He touched these things too. And his story has evolved since it happened.
Now, I'm not clear that Ron could be charged with state charges in Michigan, not having committed a crime in Michigan, although I suspect his actions in another jurisdiction may have broken state and federal crimes. You know, our buddy Mark's going to call back and say, 14th Amendment, take them all off the ballot. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Join us. I've got to work right here. No, that's the sound of the
men working on the Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org.
This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Just Eric Height. Currently, it's 70.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Breaking rocks in a hot sun.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Crudy, I did find an article talking about this Republican attorney general. This dated back on the Hill from, April of 2021.
The Republican Attorney General's Association. You're talking about the complicit in the January 6th group, but please continue.
Yeah, let's throw this one on there, because I think this is very interesting, if nothing else. The chairman of the top outside group dedicated to electing Republican attorneys general has resigned from his position, again, April 21, in the wake of a show of force by rivals from other states. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr stepped down as chairman of the Republican Attorneys General Association, citing a significant difference of opinion with our group's strategic direction. He's the latest in a string of departures from the organization. Carr cited the rally, of course, the rally, January 6th insurrection, which a nonprofit arm of the RAGA promoted in a robocall to supporters, encouraged them to attend in the days leading up to January 6th. The robocall went out without the knowledge of Carr or other top attorneys general involved in the group after substantial debate among staffers about whether it was appropriate for a group that backs law enforcement executives to promote a rally based on lies about the 2020 elections. At 1 p.m., we will march to the Capitol building and call on Congress to stop the steal, said the robocall. We're hoping patriots like you will join us to continue the fight to protect the integrity of our elections. The Rule of Law Defense Fund, which paid for the robocall, was listed a participant in the rally that preceded the insurrection. In a statement at the time, Piper insisted his organization played no role in planning or sponsoring the event. But sources who were privy to internal emails said Piper was present at a January 5th meeting in which top Trump administration officials planned the rally. So anyway, Republican Attorneys General Association.
What was the other part? The ironically named the Rule of Law Association.
I mean, that was, yeah,
isn't that ironic?
The nonprofit arm. I mean, that's how they do it, right? The Rule of Law Defense Fund, which paid for the robocall, telling you people to go, you know, show up and help stop the steal. And these are Republican attorneys general. Aren't you supposed to, I don't know, enforce the law?
Do you ever meet Brad Schimmel? Do you remember the last RAG guy in Wisconsin? Yeah. Walker's guy? I mean, he was pretty bad, Tom.
Oh, my God. 844-967-2789. Dave, some callers in from Duluth. You are up. Welcome, Dave. What do you
Dynamo Dave, how you doing, fella?
I'm doing very well, gentlemen.
Can you hear me okay? No, not great, a little louder. Think loud thoughts.
That's a good one. Hey, a couple of things. One, you know, it's so interesting that the right is saying, "Oh, it was the Antifa people that were the agent provocateurs of the January 6th insurrection." And well, as you well know, many people in the Antifa movement, are not of white pigmentation; they're of other colors. And had it actually been them, you know, they would have lined up all the Washington, D.C. buses and people on paddy wagons for them that day. And instead, yeah, they didn't do that with the people with the white pigmentation that were actively doing an insurrection.
Well, I mean, Dave, isn't that the only reason they got away with it? They were Trump supporters, of course. And honestly, with the exception of the one shooting death, and of course there were other deaths that were a result of the insurrection, I'm really surprised more people didn't get shot and killed. But again, what did Ron Johnson say? Hell, if that would have been BLM, then I would have been worried. You would have been worried then? I mean, you see the ass beating these folks were bringing down on these federal agents, you law and order Republicans, and then you have the nerve to say, oh, I saw some tape and they stayed within the velvet ropes. I mean, yeah, everything's great until it's not, man. The Titanic was a great ship until it went down. Hell, going down to visit was a great idea until it implodes. I mean, you kidding me? You gotta go to the end of the movie, man. The first half of Goodfellas, fantastic. Doesn't end up great for everybody.
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
You can't get the good spaghetti. It's like egg noodles and ketchup, man. we got some love here down in Racine, Kenosha land. Dom, I'm broadcasting from WRJN today. And Mary from Burlington tells us, how exciting, Crudy, that you are broadcasting from WRJN. I mean, this historic station is like a legend, Dom. 97 years on the air.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And today is the best broadcast ever. Isn't that crazy?
It sure is. You're welcome.
Here's what Mary tells me. Listening to you on WRJN on Civic Media from Wheatland, Wisconsin, located in the far west area in Kenosha County. I'm a huge and high fan. Huge and high. I like it. And a daily listener. Love Mary. Mary, love you back. And what's this one say? Dom's on the trail. Did Gableman and Fitzy hook up Rojo in a twisted triangle of man love? Some people say they're asking. I don't quite understand all of that, but the implication. I like where they're going there.
we love the thought. Crudy, let's throw this. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I was going to throw out the Journal Sentinel here, man. What did you got?
Well, I was going to mention Give Blood, Civic Pints, but you go.
Oh, we can do it the next hour, man. We can remind everybody. I saw Jorge was on the Giving Blood trail. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck reporting, Wisconsin's top election official was interviewed in April by federal authorities probing Trump's effort to subvert the outcome of the 2020 election.
No wonder they want Megan Wolf out.
Administrator Megan Wolf is at least the third election official in this battleground state to be interviewed by special counsel Jack Smith team about the last presidential election. Wolf's interview with the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI was conducted around the same time the FBI and federal investigators working for Smith interviewed the top election officials in Madison and Milwaukee. Here's a quote. In April of 2023, the U.S. Department of Justice Special Counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf to be interviewed in the inquiry regarding the events surrounding January 6, 2021, WC spokesman Riley Vetterkind said in a statement. Administrator Wolf cooperated with the subpoena and appeared in person before DOJ and Federal Bureau of Investigation officials in April. Due to this being an ongoing federal investigation, we are unable to provide further information. Well, thank you, Riley Vetterkind. We can't talk about it all, but now that's what? Megan Wolf and the election of administrators in Dane County and Milwaukee County.
Dumbna can't talk about Fight Club or federal subpoenas or future indictments, but indictments that have ripened like the ones in Michigan, we can talk about those all afternoon.
Yeah.
Dana Nessel, my new hero. Hope we're yours. Come back the Happier Happy Hour, the Tuesday edition. I thought about tacos for lunch. Went with a fajita salad. Right here in Racine.
Oh, salad. That's good.
And cited that up with the jalapeno poppers. Come back with us. It'll be a poppin' Happier Happy Hour. Crudy, broadcasted live, Racine, WRJN. Come back with us.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5